Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Surprise! A bonus episode today. It'll be a brief one where we talk to my friend Kendra Rock about this summer's Stand Unshaken Bible Study. This is a free opportunity with Moms in Prayer that you're not going to want to miss. There are over 3,000 women already involved in our summer online Bible study program. You're not going to want to miss it. Listen in. Well, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast. I'm so excited to get to introduce you to my friend, Kendra Rock. Kendra is a division coordinator for the Southwest region of Moms in Prayer, and she's going to get to tell you what that means, but basically it means she's a mentor that you want to get to know, and I am thrilled to welcome you to the podcast. Hey, Kendra.
Hey, Lee. Thank you so much. I am so excited to get to share with you all today.
All right. Well, I just love you. I wish you all could see Kendra because she's cute as a button. But Kendra, introduce us to yourself and your family and how you got started in this Moms in Prayer business.
Okay. I'd love to, Lee. I am married to Roger and we have two sons, Carson and Cameron. They are both married and we have a beautiful little granddaughter named Ruby. So I began praying in Moms in Prayer where my sons were in the first and second grades. And I have been praying in a Moms in Prayer group every single year since their first and second grade year. And as I just shared, they're now married and I have a grandbaby. So I have lots of years of prayer through Moms in Prayer.
Wow, that's such a testimony to me. And one of the things I love the most about Moms in Prayer is that the moms that you meet pray with longevity. It's like this prayer thing gets into your blood and you need it, don't you?
Oh, you do. And it's just such a joy to get to pray with moms every week. And I have some of the best friendships that I have made over the years. And it truly is something, once you begin doing it, it just becomes a lifeline for you to join with other moms in prayer.
It does. And one of the things that I'm hoping for is that we're introducing our audience to Moms in Prayer for the first time. And so they may be unfamiliar with the benefits of praying. But one of the things I really wanted to key in with you today is on the area of fear in motherhood and the ability to stand unshaken, really, in the middle of that. So, Kendra, I work with women all the time, and you do too. Can you talk to me about some of the fears that you see that women are struggling with today?
You know, Lee, one of the things that we just see on the news are so many things that strike fear in the heart of a mom. Just simply sending our children to school because of the number of repeated school shootings that we see is something I think that moms have a fear of now. And even eating at a local restaurant, we recently had that in our own community, where there was a random shooting. And so, you know, we all have these fears that we see in our world and in our society. And I think those are something that we have to deal with as moms. It's just the world around us.
I had a friend recently, right after the last school shooting, looking online for bulletproof backpacks for her kids. And I'm like, oh, honey, I didn't worry about these things when I went to school. And it really is a different world, isn't it?
It truly is. And you know, Lee, that's one of the things that I have found that I guess my bulletproof backpack is prayer. Yeah. Is joining with other moms, because that just gives me such a peace and confidence in who God is and trusting Him for their protection.
Oh, that's so good. So what are some of the things that you do when you feel afraid now?
Well, certainly, as I just mentioned, is prayer. You know, just taking any fears or any concerns that I have to the Lord in prayer, and then turning to His Word and just reminding myself when I read the Bible, it just reminds me of who my God is. And so that's where I can take my fears to His Word and to Him in prayer and know that God is the one who is sovereign on His throne, and He holds all things in His power, and I can rest in that.
Yeah. And I think resting in that is a choice.
you know, where we go to him. And I, one of the things I love about our prayer meetings is that we start with praise. And so that just reminds us, just like you said, who God is and his ability, worthiness, competence to hold all these things that are freaking us out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know, Lee, the praise is what's so important, because we're praising God for who he is. And when you stop and you remember that he's almighty, that all power is his, that he's the Prince of Peace, that just bolsters your faith and your courage, because you're gaining strength from reminding yourself who God is when you praise him.
What I'm so excited about is the opportunity to offer this brand new online Stand Unshaken Bible study. And it's so fun. But Kendra, you walk us through in 4 videos how we can stand unshaken. And it really is a Bible study. Can you tell us about this?
Sure, I'd love to. It's a Bible study series that is very brief. There are 4 videos. They'll come to your inbox when you register to be a part of the series. And it takes you through the 4 steps of prayer, so that it tells you how you can stand unshaken by praising God, by confessing, by giving thanksgiving, and by interceding for your children, for your friends, for your spouse, for all the people in your life. The videos are very brief. They're just about 10 minutes long, and you can do this online study individually. You can invite some friends in your neighborhood to come and join you in this Bible study, maybe a group from your church, some ladies, friends that you would like to gather together and do a short, simple Bible study together. So I'm just excited about the opportunity to get to share that. And I hope that you will join us.
It's such a refreshing study, such a great way to connect over the summer with friends and our Moms in Prayer groups, and maybe introduce new friends to Moms in Prayer as well. What everyone's going to want to do is they're going to want to go to the momsinprayer.org website and start right there. There's going to be a link to the Stand Unshaken Bible Study for the summer. And it's going to start July 10th. And each Tuesday morning, you'll be emailed a video and the study questions that go along with it. And I've gotten to have a sneak peek at the study questions, and they are so good. What I love is that it really is Bible study. We're going to get our hands in the Word and figure out why this prayer thing works for us and how really otherworldly it is. Kendra, one of the things that I love about the Bible study is it starts with this story in Acts chapter 16. And you tell this story so beautifully about something that was happening to Paul and Silas. So can you tell us that story?
Sure, I would like to. You know, Paul and Silas, they were imprisoned because they were sharing about Christ. And so they were literally in chains. And while they were in chains, they chose to sing praises to God. And as they sang those praises to him, the chains literally fell off. When those chains fell off of Paul and Silas, they also fell off of all of the other prisoners, and all of the prison doors were opened. Everybody was set free from the chains that were binding them through that power of praise of Paul and Silas. And that just shows us the incredible power that we have when we access God through praise.
I don't think I ever remember that they fell off everyone else as well.
Yes.
What a cool detail that I've missed until now. It's so otherworldly. I mean, that's our worst case scenario, isn't it? That we would be imprisoned for the gospel. That's what women all over fear in America, I think. And here they are praising in the middle of it. I wonder what they were saying. I wonder what they were singing to each other.
Wouldn't it be amazing to know what they were singing and what they were saying? But you know, I think that we can be certain from God's word that they were praising God for who he was, for his power. And that's when they got to experience his power, was during that mighty time of praise.
We don't know what they were singing, but we do know that they knew what Christ had done for them. And that's so powerful. One of the things I love that's in the notes is that it says, who is watching and listening to us when we're in the middle of suffering?
Right. I mean, how does your family hear you respond to the challenges in your life? Do they hear you respond with complaining and grumbling, or do they hear you responding with praise and thanksgiving to God? What is your response? You can be assured other people are listening to how it is you are responding. So we really have a responsibility as moms to be careful in our responses to our circumstances.
So how do we do that? Because that seems awfully hard to me in the middle of the craziness of daily life as a busy mom. How do we train ourselves to praise like that?
You know, Moms in Prayer has taught me how to be more attentive to praise God in tough circumstances. Because when we begin every week in a time of praise to God, we are praising Him for one attribute of who He is. So each week, I am being reminded in my Moms in Prayer hour of an attribute of God that I am praising Him for who He is. And so when those tough times come, I am reminded that He is my strength, that He is always faithful, even when I am not, that He is our God who is sovereign, that He is on His throne. And so, you know, that's one way that I have really learned how to praise God is through Moms in Prayer Hour each week.
Yeah. And I tend to write things on post-it notes and scriptures all over my office. I just have notes to myself, whether it's on my mirror or whatever. And some of that is reminding ourselves of what the scripture says about who He is. And I think it, just keeping it before our mind. Mm-hmm. Another way is probably to put some praise and worship music on.
Yes.
To help remind us who it is. Do you do that too?
Yes, yes. I love to have praise and worship music going in the car and in my home both, because it does just keep it fresh on my mind.
Well, and praise dispels fear. I mean, it's pretty impossible to be praising God with our mouth and feeling something entirely different in our spirit. Mm-hmm. We always fight to reconcile those two things. So it's probably a great thing to turn that radio on and listen to some praise and worship. And
absolutely. I mean, praise takes our focus off our circumstances and it puts our focus back on God.
Yeah. So I wonder, as we kind of draw near to the close, what aspect of God's character are you clinging to right now?
I love to cling to the knowledge that I can rest in Him, that He is a God who is so great and so powerful and so mighty that I can truly rest in Him and rest because of who He is.
Mm. We are in the middle of a generation of moms that think they have to always have it all together. It's a good thing that our God has it really all together so that we can rest. I love that. What's one of those scriptures that you're praying for Ruby, your granddaughter, right now?
You know, she is just about to turn one. And so I pray for her now that she will grow in favor with God and with man.
Of course you are, because the last three podcasts have given me that same answer. I'm not kidding. Jeff Eckert, Jill Savage, and you just gave me the very same scripture.
Isn't it amazing?
So interesting.
God has a theme.
He really does.
He has a plan.
He really does. I love that. Such a powerful scripture from Luke 2 that our kids would grow like Jesus did, in favor with God and in man. Oh, Kendra. So most groups dismiss over the summer, but they don't have to, do they?
No, they could certainly continue meeting through the summer months if they would choose to. Lots of them simply take breaks because their children are at home with them and the schedules are so varied that it's hard for them to continue in their Moms in Prayer group, but they certainly have that option over the summer months if they would like.
Once a month over the summer, my Moms in Prayer group gets together and we miss each other so much that we're just eager to pray and catch up, and that hour is stretched to the max when we wait that long. But it's such a gift to be back with our sisters over the summer. They may really want to consider doing this summer study just for another way to touch base.
Well, they could do it together as their Moms in Prayer group, and I think they would really enjoy that. It's a refresher course for those who are familiar with Moms in Prayer.
Have you ever been in the middle of a crisis and your kids caught you praying?
prayers during times of distress are done in the dark hours and the night hours and in the alone hours, right? Like I cry out alone. No, I don't think I've ever walked in on those moments of prayer. How about you?
When I feel afraid, I've learned to pray out loud, scripture yeah. out loud, and remind myself who God is. So if I'm praying scripture, I can get rather rowdy. Recently, my daughter Lexi heard me. I just started praying out loud in that moment. Like, no weapon that has been fashioned against my school will prosper in Jesus' name. And my daughter turned around and looked at me like, what in the world is going on? I'm sorry, mama just needed to pray about that, you know? Yeah, and I think one of the ways that we start to dispel fear and we set that example is we're run to him when we feel afraid or upset.
Yeah. No, but see, I think that's great, Lou, that you're so intentional. I think that you've made a real intentional choice to do that with your children, for them to hear you. And I think that is so awesome and so important. You know, that's not anything that was even like, I didn't have an intentionality to pray aloud like that in front of my children. I mean, they've heard me pray my whole life, but I'm saying to stop in the moment and pour out my heart, you know what I'm saying, in front of them for them to hear it. I was not intentional about that with them growing up. And, you know, it's one of those kind of things that as you, you know, just are exposed to it, or you hear somebody else who does do it, or you just age, you know what I mean? And then you're like going, gosh, I wish I would have been more intentional about that. So I think you're so wise to do that with your kids.
You know, what's so interesting too, is I think it has to do with temperament, that there's a comfort zone there, probably introvert, extrovert line.
Yeah,
where
maybe.
It's easier for some of us to pray out loud. It's easier for some of us to be talking all the time. But I think there's always room to continue to model that. And I am quite certain your boys know that you have fervently prayed for them.
Oh, yeah. They know. They know. And I've prayed with them, you know, I mean, over the years. But as far as them just walking in and seeing me in one of those moments of just passionate, you know what I'm saying, prayer. I don't know that they've ever seen it. They probably come in and go, what is, mom, I hear upstairs. what's going on up there?
You know what? I love that idea, that going back to Paul and Silas, that we would be the ones who are in the middle of distress and they would find us praising God and see that example that transformed not only their situation, but the situation of those around them.
Yeah.
So cool. So cool.
It is.
So Kendra, it's been such a blast having you here with us. And I just am wondering if you would pray for the mom who really is feeling afraid right now about what her children are facing.
Absolutely. I would love to. Oh, Heavenly Father, we do just thank you for the privilege of coming before your throne, the Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, Lord. And Father, I just want to lift up to those moms who might be listening right now that they are fearful for the future of their children. They are fearful for something that's going on in the life of their child today. Oh God, I pray that you would remind them that they do not have to fear, that you, the Almighty God, you've got this, and that you are carrying their burdens and their fears for them. Remind them that they can cast all their fears and their anxieties on you, God, because you care for them. I just pray that you would flood their heart and their mind with your peace in this very moment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks so much, Kendra.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
All right, friends, it's time to head on over to the Moms in Prayer website and get yourself registered for the Stand Unshaken Bible Study. Starts in 1 week, July 10th. Go register now so it drops in your inbox next Tuesday morning. See you next week.